Hello and welcome to the Off Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances and I'll be your hostess. Hello and welcome to episode 51, the Dresden Plate Baby episode. Not done with the Dresden Plate, but making progress and excited about it. So if you go to my WordPress site, that would be http://theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com, you will see a picture of my Dresden Plate in progress, as well as the finished shoe fly pie quilt. So go check those out. What to tell you, I guess that it is Wednesday, August something. I don't know. Oh, it's August 10th. It's my dad's birthday. I need to give him a call, even though I will be seeing him on Friday for the big family get together. August 10th. And I am ready for summer to be over officially now. Not to complain. It's been a great summer. The heat is about to break, which is going to be nice. And I think when we're in Kentucky, it's going to be like in the mid-80s, which is going to feel like winter to us after the last month of heat. I'm just ready. Everybody gets to that point in the summer where you look at your garden, you're like, wow, nice garden. I went out, I did some weeding. I did guilt weeding today because I have been neglectful of the garden. Yes, I did a little weeding out of guilt. We have a lot of mulch down, and it has been such a dry summer that weeds have not been a huge problem, but they're starting to see that we're losing a bit of interest. They see that now is the time to get a foothold, and they are doing their best. So I did some weeding this morning, and our tomatoes are still producing. In fact, after I finish up with this, I think I'm going to be making tomato sauce to freeze. One of the things, I did some canning, as we know, of tomato sauce earlier in the summer, maybe about a month ago. Haven't canned it since, mostly because I'm not getting the yields. I mean, we get a lot of tomatoes, and I suspect I've got about 8 to 10 pounds of tomatoes to make sauce out of today. But I think for canning purposes, I really want 20 pounds at once, and I don't have that. And I don't know, some of our tomatoes are really producing pretty heavily right now. So who knows, maybe in the next couple of weeks, I'll give it another shot and see if I can get 20 pounds and go to town. Something just beeped. It must be one. Anyway. This is, yes, episode 51. I think I've covered that. Oh, contact information. Please get in touch. I love hearing from people. You can go by the Off Kilter Quilt site at WordPress. Just gave you that address. You can go over to Podbean. That is offkilterquilt.podbean.com. You can email me at fdowell@mindspring.com. Those are a number of different ways. Thanks for all the iTunes reviews. If the spirit moves you to say positive and nice things, go over to iTunes and leave a review. It's kind of fun. I want to thank everyone who took the time to comment on last week's episode. Thanks to Jay, who not only commented on last week's episode, but also the week before had something nice to say about my mom's quilt. Thank you so much, Jay. Thanks to Laura and to Sherry D. Thanks to Susan in North Georgia, who is also a quilter slash knitter, knitter slash quilter. Are you? If you are, let me know. Let's see who's out there. I noticed on Ravelry that there's a group. In fact, I joined the group of quilters who knit, and they share both quilting stuff and knitting stuff in their group. I thought that was neat. Thanks to Birgit. I think I'm saying that right. Birgit. She said the first syllable, beer. Birgit. Who is also, by the way, another knitter heard from. Yay, and working on an owl sweater. And Birgit, please do send a picture. Want to see that owl. Thanks to Kristen, who left a great comment about binding, including an embedded video about a binding tool that sort of takes all the mystery out of the binding process. Thank you very much. I will be hooking myself up with one of those soon. Finally, thanks to Amy, who is a new listener and a new quilter, and sounding like she's a little bit addicted to her fabric, as we all are, especially in the beginning. Well, you know what? It just grows and grows. And she remarked that she too is an introvert. Amy, I need to put up the link, if I haven't, to this article in The Atlantic. I'll try to remember to do that on one of the sites for you to read. And then you will know you are so much not alone in this introversion thing. And you're in your 20s? Yes, you just graduated from college. She says, I never truly enjoyed parties because there were simply too many people around. I know that feeling really well. And if you can figure out your introversion thing and get happy with it in your 20s, then you'll save yourself a lot of pain over the years. But you are so much not alone. We introverts, we need to stick together. So thank you, everyone, for commenting. And thanks to everyone for listening. I listen to a lot of podcasts. I always mean to comment on Sandy, Susan, Pam, Noni, Rhonda. The list goes on. Tanisha, all these podcasts that I love. And, you know, I just listen and I have little conversations in my head. And I write comments in my head to everyone that I love, Katie, you know, and I don't do it. I'm going to try to get better. That's going to be one of my fall resolutions, to comment on all these podcasts that I really love and make my life a better place to be. Thank you for everyone who podcasts, and who's fun and who says neat things that get me inspired about books and quilting and, yes, sometimes even knitting. Yeah, still got the knitting thing going. You know, the knitting thing is all about fall. Dreaming about fall, aren't you? I bet you are. Okay, let's go on with the quilt diaries. I'll see you next week with my mom, by the way. That'll be fun. Okay, talk to you soon. On to the quilt diaries. Quilt diary, day one, Friday, August 5th, 2011. I am tracing triangles onto 4.5-inch white squares, working on Will's quilt. I have made a little template from the book, the Lintott Sisters book, the Layer Cake Jelly Roll Charm Pack book. There's a template that I've traced. I believe it is not accurate because I'm trying to trace the template, the lines, onto these squares, and it's not quite working. I'm not a precise person, so this is problematic. On the other hand, because I'm not precise, I do not expect precision. So, you know, if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But still, it's a little frustrating because I have 82 of these things to draw. And I traced the triangle in the book very carefully and cut very carefully. And so finally, I just took one of the squares of fabric and placed it over the picture of the triangle in the book. And the triangle is wrong. It's wrong. You know, I love those Lintott girls. Love them, but don't think that triangle is right at all. Also, 82. I got to do 82 of these. I need to put on a movie, or I've got to tell you. So you know I've been knitting, and that's okay. I still love you. Still love the quilt. I'm sitting here. It's Friday night. What am I doing? I'm quilting. But I'm enjoying the knitting. And I, the anthropologist in me, just so fascinated by different cultures. And we've got a knitting culture that's in some ways very different from the quilting culture, although there's overlaps. It's like, you know, old time and bluegrass music, fiddlers, right? There are people who overlap, such as me. And if you're an overlapper, let me know. Speak up. Do you knit and quilt? Or maybe you have another craft. I got a comment from someone. I don't remember who. I'm sorry. But they talked about cross-stitching. It may have been Laura. They cross-stitched as well. Do you have another craft besides quilting? I obviously have knitting. Back on the needles. So I've been just checking out what's new in the knitting world since I left it, which was, you know, sometime last fall. Knitters, I think, one, skew a little younger than quilters, although with the Modern Quilt Guild, there are a lot of young quilters there. But in general, I think they skew a little younger. And they're all, I won't say they're all, But you know how us quilters, we're podcasting and we're really hip and on the edge of things with that? We're not. Because knitters, they vidcast. And I know, who is it? Is it, I want to say Bonnie Hunter? Is that right? The scrap quilt gal. I know she has a vidcast. But for the most part, we quilters, we're podcasting and we're good with that. We're radio people. Knitters, TV people. They're vidcasting. It's a hoot. Because, you know, they're doing what I'm doing, but with a camera on them. And it's fun. One of the vidcasts I was watching, the woman who did it, and I think it's called 90% Knitting, she works in or owns a yarn shop. And so she is vidcasting in her yarn shop. So that's kind of neat. You get to see all the yarn behind her and I've just watched a little bit of hers. There's one that I've been watching that I enjoy called Addicted to Yarn. It's a lovely young woman who is married to a soldier, and they're stationed in Germany. And she just has a winning personality. I like her. And it makes sense, I think, especially with knitting, which you have small projects, some of which can be finished rather quickly. So vidcasting, you show your project. You say, well, I'm working on these socks, and you show the socks. Whereas if I were to say, well, you know, I'm working on this part of Will's quilt, I'm tracing triangles onto white squares, not as exciting. And the finished product, as we all know, can take a long time to get to. So I wish you could see my petals, though, for my Dresden plate, because I think they're charming. Now, I don't know. It's 10 o'clock on Friday night, and I've got my Skype lesson with Jay tomorrow at 12, or maybe 11:30 if she gets my email. Tomorrow's starting to become a very funky, strange day schedule-wise. We've got a lot of things going on. But anyway, I don't know if I'm supposed to sew them together or have them cut out. And I emailed Jay, and who knows what she'll tell me. But it took me a while. The petals themselves were not hard to cut out. That was another template process. I'm like the template girl now of quilting, Miss Template 2011. The cutting out was not difficult, but figuring out the colors. I needed to come up, I think, with 5 different fabrics. And so just figuring out just what worked best together. A lot of greens and blues here with touches of pink. Again, thinking a lot about revising the quilt, thinking a lot about getting more solids in, although I didn't use solids for the Dresden plate. Wishing, I think Cindy over at Fluffy Sheet Quilting, she did a sampler quilt. She had a picture of it, and I think it was red and white. I think she did all red and white. I'm wishing I did that. I just didn't know. I didn't know. This is how I do everything. I don't know what I'm doing. I jump into things and just kind of, you know, I'm like that with writing books. I'm really like that with everything. I just don't know what I'm doing, and I learn by doing it and by messing up and by revising. I'm a reviser. So I wish I had seen Cindy's quilt before I started, because I really love red and white. Didn't you? I'm sure you've seen those pictures from the red and white quilt exhibit in New York that was this spring. I love that. I wish I could have gone because I love red and white so much. I don't know. I don't have enough red and white in my house. Although now my curtains that I made. Did I ever take pictures of those? I don't think so. Why don't I take pictures? Because I just don't. You guys, I am not made for this century. I just am not. I'm so impressed. And there are people my age. My mother is made for this century. My mother, we're trying, Mom, did you get the iPad? I can't remember. The man and I were trying to remember that. But my mom, you know, she's got the Kindle, she's got the smartphone, she's got the everything. And she's had it before everybody else. That's the thing that kills me. But I'm not made for this. And she's got cameras and she takes pictures. She just sent me lovely pictures from her trip to Martha's Vineyard. And yes, and the whole world is taking pictures except for me. All right, let's back this up. Let's back this truck up. So, guys, just a little back up to the vidcast, and I would love to show you my Dresden plate petals because I think they're very pretty. Oh, and talking about revising the quilt, I went to Thimble Pleasures today and picked up some solids. I needed a background fabric for the Dresden plate, and found I picked out several blues. One just for the quilt itself, thinking I'm going to revise some blocks and I would like to cool it down a little bit. And I've got one blue in particular, which is kind of a periwinkle, which I love. Periwinkle blue is probably my favorite color for the background fabric. I also picked up kind of an aquamarine blue and then a deep blue. All of these are Robert Konis solids. I will, in fact, tell you the names because I have my receipt. A hyacinth blue, a deep blue, and C-Y-A-N, cyan? Cyan blue? I don't know. I wish I had thought about getting some grays, and now I wish I had, and I'll go back and get some later. But I will be revising this quilt. I just have, you know, I know I've said this every podcast now, but I'm just thinking about it as I'm working on it. I'm excited by it, and just, I think everyone should do a sampler quilt. Everybody, get on this wagon. Do a sampler. I was listening to Hip to Be Square, and Pam was talking about she was warming to the idea. of doing a sampler quilt, or of warming to the idea of sampler quilts. So it doesn't necessarily mean she's going to do one, but that she doesn't despise them at this point. Maybe she despised them at one point. I can't imagine that she did. She's too open-minded, and also an engineer. So you think that she would probably like the geometry involved in these traditional blocks. Pam, I'm just putting thoughts into your head for you. I'm just explaining you to everybody else. I have no idea. You tell us. You tell us, Pam. Where are you on the sampler quilt? Everybody, get on the sampler quilt wagon. I think it's the next big thing. I think me and Jay and Cindy over at Fluffy Sheet Quilting, just ahead of the wave here, baby. All right. So, here's the thing. Also, went to Thimble Pleasures. There's going to be a shop hop in this area in September. You can buy your passport. I didn't ask about it. I have to think about it before I start asking about it. I am curious about what the shops are because I only know of three, and I don't, in this area, and they're not really close to one another. So I don't know if the whole thing of the shop hop is you're supposed to be traveling half the state, like driving to Greensboro, which is 45 minutes from here. I can't really see that. I don't know. Like if my mom lived here, then I would say, let's do it. Let's shop hop, and we would have fun. And she would probably buy me a present because she's really nice. Like she has a very nice yarn store. My mom can knit. I don't think she does knit now, but she did at one time. So like when we were there at Thanksgiving, she took me and my sister-in-law, Jessica, who knits, to show us the yarn store, and then she bought us yarn. Wasn't that nice? She's a nice mom. I'm going to see her next week, and so you can look forward to sometime in the near future an episode where I'm talking with my mom. That's always nice. Shop hop. So if my mom lived here, I think I would shop hop with her, and she also, like me, needs snacks. She would understand the snacking need that is very strong in me because I probably got it from her. So I don't know. I'll think about it. I will think about the shop hop. I think that's it. Went to Thimble Pleasures, bought fabric, have my petals for my Justin plate. Excited about the sampler quilt. Just think it's neat. I think it's neat that Jay is doing this with me. Jay is fabulous. Did you listen to her? I can't remember. Did we talk about Creative Mojo and Jay was on it? It's been a month or so now since she was. And she was great. She was so funny. She just held her own with Mark Lipinski. I thought she rocked Mark Lipinski, quite frankly. So let's see. Triangles. See, I'm just putting off doing the triangles. That's what I'm doing right now. Putting off doing these triangles. All right. I'm going to do them. 82. No, I've done three. So 79. See, aren't my math skills good? They're much better than I think. Whew, 79 triangles, not at all precise. We will see what this turns out to be more soon. Quilt Diary, Day 2. It's Tuesday, August 9th, about 10:30. Sitting on the porch, you should be able to hear some nice birds and maybe the cicadas. No dogs barking, none. And hopefully no trucks backing up down the road. They repaved the next road over. But I think that's done with. I hope so. Anyway, Jack is at youth group today. This is their week of service to the community. Although what's funny is looking at the schedule, several of the days are actually really more like fun days. And we were out of town yesterday, so Jack missed the first day. Today and tomorrow are the very serious work days, like working in a community garden, serving lunch to some homeless folks, things like that. And then Thursday and Friday are, again, kind of more fun days. And Friday's the big fun day. But we're going out of town, so Jack misses all the fun and just gets the hard work. But you know what? He has had a very nice, relaxed summer. He's hardly had to do anything he didn't want to do except for, chores. He has to do his chores. But other than that, it's been really a chilled out summer for him. So I think to have 2 days where he's actually serving some homeless people, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. School starts in 2 weeks, and I'm already dreading having to get Jack out of bed because he seems to need about 12 hours of sleep a night, and that's not going to happen during school. So that's going to be a struggle. I think we may have to sit down and write out a contract for getting up in the morning, what the rewards and the punishments will be. I'm a little bit of carrot, a little bit of stick with my children. In any event, oh good, the dog is on the porch, so with any luck, a squirrel will come into view and he can bark and irritate us all. Let me tell you where I am. Just a quick quilty update. Had a great Skype session with Jay. It was at 10 o'clock Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Pacific Time. Jay's out in California. We had some problems with Skype earlier in the day, and then actually right as we were finishing up our session Saturday night, my internet went down, our router, something happened to our router, and it went down. So our session was ended abruptly. But nonetheless, it was a good session, always fun to talk to Jay. And what we're talking about right now is Dresden plates. I have finished sewing the petals of my plate together. I have to say, I love it. I will take a picture and post a picture so you actually have a picture to look at when I post this tomorrow. I think I'll be posting. I'm going to post a picture of that. I'm going to post a picture of Shoe Fly Pie, which is hanging up in my family room, although it is actually being hung by blue painter's tape. So you'll have to ignore that. When I finished it, I had a spot where I thought I was going to put it in the living room, and I just didn't quite like it. It wasn't horrible, but it wasn't speaking to me. And so I brought it to a spot in the family room where it worked quite nicely. So that's where ultimately we'll hang it up. Right now it is hanging by two strips of painter's tape, and you would think we'd want to replace those as soon as possible with hooks for the rod. But you know, Will, his curtains, when I put them up, I sewed them myself, I put them up with thumbtacks, meaning to get to Target and get the curtain rod. That was 3 years ago. They're still hung up there by thumbtacks, so we'll see how long this quilt hangs there with painter's tape. Probably not that long, because people do come into this part of the house quite frequently, and so that would be a little embarrassing to have that hung by painter's tape for months and months, or years and years. So I will have a picture of that hung for you on the WordPress blog, as well as a picture of my very much unfinished Dresden plate. I still have to applique it to a block, and also have to applique the circle that goes in the middle of the plate. But I very much like what I have so far and am interested to try some applique. I have to, first of all, iron the seams so that I can then sew those seams to the block. This could take a while, and we are going out of town. Thursday we're going to my parents' house to celebrate my dad's 75th birthday, which is actually on Wednesday, tomorrow. Happy birthday, Dad. Not that I think my dad listens to this podcast, but my mom can pass that on to him. And I will be, by the way, interviewing my mom when we go to Louisville, so that'll be nice. Next week we'll have a little bit of a mom interview and catch up with mom and see how she's doing and what she's up to in her quilty life. So, not going to have another Skype session with Jay, I think, until the 22nd. It just, everything is crazy this time of year with back to school for her and for me. But that should give me enough time to try appliquing my Dresden plate. And that should be fun. I hope it'll be fun. It may be frustrating, but, you know, I'd like a challenge. So that is where I am with the Dresden plate, getting ready to iron and then applique. Give my first try. I have my first shot at applique. That should be fun. Can you tell I'm a little tired? I am. We went to visit my mother-in-law in Charlotte this weekend, and I don't know why I'm feeling so tired from that, but I am. It may be allergies. I don't know what it is. It's neither here nor there, but if I sound tired, I am feeling a little tired for 10:30 in the morning. Let me yawn. I'm so lazy. The other thing I'm working on is Will's quilt, Stormy Weather. So the last quilt diary entry I made, I was working on the triangles and felt that the template that I made from the outline of the book was not accurate, and blamed the book. I think it's my template making skills that are probably to blame. What I started doing, because I am tracing these triangles onto white fabric, I realized that if I just put the little white squares on the book itself, I could just trace over the lines. And that seems, I seem to be able to fit the triangles onto the 4.5-inch squares doing that. So that's what I'm doing. Can I tell you, I can't think of a more tedious little bit of work. I was thinking that if you were doing this like with a group of friends and you were working on a project together, it would be fun because you would be chatting. And in fact, say if you were at work and for some reason you had everyone got together at work because for some reason at work you had to make this quilt together. I don't know why that would happen at work. But I just remember when I used to work for the North Carolina Writers Network, when we were getting ready for our big fall conference, you would like, everyone is a very small staff, and we would have to all work together to put together packets and staple stuff, and it was kind of mind-numbing work, but it was fun because we worked together and we chatted. I could really use a chatting group while I'm doing these triangles. Actually, I could use about 10 people, and then all we'd have to do is 8 triangles a piece, and it wouldn't be tedious at all, but it's really tedious. And then, so I'm reading ahead in the directions, and I knew that what I have to do, so I'm making this with a jelly roll, this quilt with a jelly roll. And I knew that what I had to do is sew these triangles onto a strip. And it's like 8 triangles to a strip. And what's going to happen is you sew them on and then you iron them over. And then you're going to sew everything together. And they're actually, the triangles are the points of stars. And reading the directions closely, I saw that it said, sew these on with a scant 1/4-inch seam. Now, I have a 1/4-inch foot, but I'm not sure what a scant 1/4-inch is. And actually, I'm going to be emailing Noni when I get to this point. I think a scant 1/4-inch is just slightly more, just a touch more than a 1/4-inch, as opposed, I think of the word scant and scanty and scantily, and so I think, well, maybe it's slightly less. And I looked it up, and it seems to me a slightly more than a 1/4-inch. I'm emailing Noni. Or if I don't get around to emailing you, Noni, email me, please. Tell me what a scant 1/4-inch is, because I'm not going to get to the sewing part for a few days, because it's going to take me, well, a long time to finish tracing these triangles. I'm a little concerned about that, I have to say, because accuracy and that kind of accuracy where not only do you have to be accurate, but in a little bit of a wonky way, is frightening to me. So we'll see how that goes, but that's what you have to do. It's going to be a little bit of a challenge to do that right. Speaking of accuracy, that's one thing that Jay and I talked about in our session on Saturday, because I was telling her that I feel like I'm just not accurate enough in my cutting. And she said that her accuracy has improved greatly since she started using the Creative Grid rulers, which Sandy talked about, I think 2 or 3 episodes ago over on Quilting for the Rest of Us, that she has switched out from OmniGrid rulers to Creative Grid rulers. And she talked about sort of the pros and the cons of doing that. The main con, I think, being if you're used to working with OmniGrid, they are, so if you get an OmniGrid ruler, it's a 12-inch ruler. Sounds like Creative Grid rulers are on the 1/2-inch. So you would get a 12.5 by 6.5-inch. I think I'm presenting that correctly. And you have to get used to that. If what you're used to is the 12-inch, that the ruler's being cut to the whole inch, if that makes sense. But these Creative Grid rulers, apparently they have these little dots on the bottom that really make the rulers hold. They keep the rulers from sliding. And Jay has said that that made a huge difference in her cutting and her accuracy. So I'm thinking, wow, I don't know how much they cost. I don't know if they carry them at Joann's, so I could just start trading out and using 40% coupons to get new rulers. But I feel that my cutting just needs to be more accurate than it is when I'm doing the kind of quilts where accuracy is really important. Now, when you're doing the liberated quilts and the wonky quilts, that's part of the charm. That's part of the joy of that process, is you don't have to be 100% accurate. The accuracy is not your focus. But I'm starting to do some quilts. Well, I've been doing quilts all along. Where, you know, the more accurate, the better. And I'm not anal retentive about it. I don't demand perfection. I'm not putting these quilts in to be judged. But nonetheless, I'm working hard on them. I'm spending time, and I'd like to do a good job. So I'm pondering the Creative Grid rulers. If you have an experience with Creative Grid, and I do believe I'm saying that they are Creative Grid as opposed to OmniGrid. I think that's the right name. Let me know. if you've made the switch, one way or the other, back or forth, from Creative Grid to OmniGrid, OmniGrid to Creative Grid, or use a different ruler altogether. I'd be interested to know what your experience is. And excited about this Dresden plate block. I'm excited about the sampler quilt, which is so interesting to me. I'm excited about, well, you know, the friendship that it has sort of engendered between me and Jay, because she's wonderful, and to have someone, I've said this before, but I feel like I keep needing to say it, who's been so generous with her time, just gives me faith in human beings in general. But to be learning new skills is exciting to me. And another thing that Jay and I talked about, she was commenting on something I had said a couple episodes ago about sort of getting interested in both art quilts and designing my own quilts. And you know, one thing she told me was so interesting. Jay's been quilting forever and ever. And she said when she started out, there weren't pattern books. There were block books, you know, 501 block designs, but there weren't pattern books the way there are today. And so you were always designing your own quilt. And you might choose to do a quilt all in the same block or several blocks or what have you, but you designed your own quilts. I just enjoyed the Shoe Fly Pie experience a great deal. And I like blocks, and I like traditional blocks, and of course I like getting wonky with traditional blocks, too. But I think there's a great deal of beauty and order in the traditional block, and so I'm enjoying learning more about how to do them. I'm enjoying the sampler quilt. I just, you know, I feel like I want to be able to roam wherever I want with quilts, and it's good to learn the rules. It's good to have more skills at my disposal. So I am excited about this. We'll post the picture of the Dresden plate where it is. So right now it's unfinished. I haven't even started ironing the seams to get ready to applique. Not even there yet. May get that today. Will and I have some stuff to do. He's got some projects he needs help with. So much of my day may be devoted to that. Little knitting update for those of you who are interested. I'll keep it short because I know some of you are not at all interested. I have cast on a new sweater, even though I've said no new projects, but Will did ask me to make him a Hogwarts sweater from the Harry Potter Knits book. I think that's what the book is called. Not exactly sure. Very cute sweater. It's cranberry and butternut, I think is the other name of, but it's basically a maroon and gold sweater. Very, very easy. And of course, Will is small, so I'm making like the extra small size. And I'm almost done with the front, and I just started it on Friday. We did drive to Charlotte this weekend, which is a two-hour drive, and then, so I knit a lot in the car, and I knit a lot while we were visiting, which I just enjoy so much, being able to knit and chat. So I did that, and so made a lot of progress. The wool is Plymouth Yarn Encore, which is a wool and polyester blend. So it's nice. It's soft. You know, I'm not a yarn fanatic. Some of my fellow knitters are. Would like never touch anything with polyester. But a little stretch, a little softness goes a long way, especially with wool. With wool, you know, and especially with Will, I should say, because wool is so scratchy. It's nice to have something soft, but firm. That's not what I mean. But you know, it's tough skin, tough. Thing. If you remember Sears tough skin jeans, you need a tough skin sweater for an 8, almost 9-year-old boy. So that's been fun. I'm making progress on the socks I'm knitting for my friend Amy. And I have finished the left side of my Julia Roberts cardigan and have cast on the right side and have just got a couple inches of that. But just going between those three projects, and we are taking a long drive to go to Kentucky. That'll take us about 10 hours. So I really plan to have a lot of progress made by the time school starts on all my knitting projects. I'm enjoying them greatly. I'm enjoying really going back and forth between the knitting and the quilting. It's fun. It's fun to move around and to have different projects to do at different times. I'm just that way. Project girl. All right. I may finish this up here, and if I have any news between now and the time that I do the introduction, I'll just put it in the introduction, because I would like to have this posted by tomorrow before we leave for our trip. So I hope you're having a good week. I hope you're getting a lot of quilty stuff done if you're a quilty knitter. I hope you're getting some knitting stuff done, too. It's hard in the dog days of August to get too exciting about having heavy knitting projects in your laps, which is why socks are ever so nice, because they never really get to your lap. So are you a quilting knitter? Are you a knitty quilter? Let me know. Let's increase the sisterhood on that. That would be fun. And then finally, we'll get Sandy over at Quilting for the Rest of Us to join our ranks. She will be a knitter. She will. Okay. And if you want to be a knitter too and you're not yet, let me know and I can direct you to some great how-to learning to knit videos online. All right. Have a great week. I'll see you next week. And next week I'll be back with Mom. Happy day. Take care. Bye.